We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon. And we're not going to get to it in this segment, but I do have to tell you, Dave Klein, that last night I'm listening to, and I'm not going to get into the story now, but last night as I'm listening to the Dave Glover, best of Dave Glover summary, you told a story about your, about the 5-inch snake.
Yeah. Sue is horrified by that too.
Listen, I felt bad for the snake.
Yeah, I did
Dave
too.
Dave ran too. Over the snake and then threw him in the woods. Threw him in the woods, Brad. Like yesterday's trash. And he was bleeding and still alive.
There's an update on the story too, but I will save that for
you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to delve into that because I've got my own version of the snake story that I'm going to get into. But
I'm not proud of myself, Brad. I'm really not.
Oh, you know what? Listen, I heard you tell the whole story last night in the roundup, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
It was my own little confession.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
kind of
hopefully
like,
hopefully you feel better after getting that off your chest.
If yours is disgusting and bad, Brad, I don't want to hear it.
Well, it is disgusting and bad. Otherwise, why would I want to tell it?
I'll just have to leave the room.
We don't
for this.
Seek out to hurt these animals.
No,
it just happens.
No. It's just interaction with nature.
Yes,
it's interaction with nature. But I'll tell you what I want to interact with right now, and that is Sue's news.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue. Yeah.
That's right. I hate to do this without Fred, but I'm... All right, I'll do another story first. The British house where the board game Clue was developed is for sale.
Ooh.
Now are you a Clue player?
Oh, I played Clue a million times.
Great game. Great movie,
loved
too.
Loved it. Loved it.
Loved the movie.
And I think we had a board game my parents had, when they were first married. I think this thing is from the 60s. Now, other people, I was talking about Rachel on the DGS. I think her game was haunted, more scary looking than the 60s version wasn't that scary. Did you have a board game, Dave?
Yeah, mine was probably from the...
From the scarier age?
I think like the 80s or 90s, so it wasn't creepy
it
looking.
It wasn't?
Though. No.
All right. Well,
yeah, mine was from the 70s, and it wasn't creepy looking.
When they made the characters creepy?
Yeah, I guess that she said... Maybe they just think everything's haunted over there, and that's part of the reason. But she described it, or maybe it was Dave who was describing it. Anyway, you can buy this British house for only $1.4 million. You can see the listing online.
Well, it's a bargain.
It's a bargain. Here's the deal. It's not that big. It's only 3,000 square feet.
I think it would be more.
I would thought there's a garden, there's a terrace, a secret passageway that leads to a bar. Apparently, the property was once one of 7 cottages, and it served as a hotel for celebrities and rich people. They would go there and stay in the little separate cottages.
But is there a rope and a pipe and a pistol and a knife?
I could not remember all of the weapons. I got the rope, the lead pipe. And can you remember?
Revolver?
The revolver. Oh, the revolver. Yeah. And what's the other one? There's another one, isn't there? Is it a knife? That's kind of harsh. All right, think about it.
But does the house come with those?
No. Well, oh. I mean, bring your own B-Y-O-R, Brad.
I could play my own version and say it was Dave in the backyard with the lawnmower.
Indeed. That was when it was, the game was created, when it was seven cottages and all the different ways to get to them. The buildings are now private residences, and if you're a big fan, you can get it for $1.4 million.
Well, I love any movie that Tim Curry is in.
He's great.
You know, I mean, his health is obviously very, very poor these days. And
is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's had some issues, I believe, with diabetes, and I think he's lost his legs because of diabetes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And his health is very, very poor, but my goodness, talk about a guy who is electric on the screen.
So yeah. Good.
And I would watch him do anything just because it was immensely entertaining.
He was very versatile as an actor.
Very versatile.
I shouldn't say was, is.
He is.
I don't want to put it in the past tense.
He's still with us. He's still thumbs up, not thumbs down. But if you're going to mention Clue, obviously the movie comes to mind, and what a great guy.
That's true. I'm going to move on to the median home price. Speaking of home prices, the median home price in the U.S. has reached a new record, which is $363,000. That is the median.
Whoa.
That is incredible.
So median means the same
the
number
average,
above, right in the middle.
Right. It's the average home price in America is $363,000.
Yeah, average and median are two different things, but a median is as many above as below.
Correct.
Okay.
And this means it is up 22.9% over last June.
Wow.
It's crazy. Now, this is for existing homes. This is not, you know, to be built or under construction. This is still a seller's market. Now, here's what I found interesting. The National Association of Realtors chief economist, Lawrence Yun, says there are signs that the hot market is beginning to cool a bit. He said, instead of receiving an average of five offers on a house now nationwide, you're only getting four.
Oh, well.
Not sure that's a giant cool-off, but he's saying that is the first sign that something actually may be slowing down.
Last week in my neighborhood, there was a house for sale, and the owners or the buyer, potential buyers and the realtors kind of lined up at 15-minute increments.
That's how it
and
is,
and they would
Fred.
Come in and go and
yep.
go and go.
It used to be that you could have overlapping showings, and now you can only do one at a time. That's why they're all in there. Maybe we've turned a corner, he said. Maybe not. Inventory is up just a little bit. That's good news for home buyers. Days on the market average was 17 days in June. That was down from 24 a year ago. We'll see. Okay, there are four new sports in the Olympics this year. Karate. Sports climbing.
It's not.
I thought it already was.
I thought so, too.
It shows what we know. Sports climbing.
It should be a John Wick category. As I just shrunk my chair.
Is that what happened? I didn't even see you over there.
Hey, Dan, welcome to the studio.
What's going on? I'm navigating over here.
That's okay. Take your time.
And I do my own stunts. Don't worry. There should be like just a natural stunts category in
there
the Olympics.
You know what? There should be. Karate, sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding are the new sports. And they're bringing back baseball and softball. A new poll asked people which other sports should be included in the Olympics, and 2% of the people said Quidditch.
Nice.
Oh my God,
goodness.
I loved it so much.
Get your broom.
I love that so much. Now, they say that, you know, there is a real-life version of Quidditch where you run around with brooms instead of flying.
You can watch them on YouTube. And it is funny, but you're not laughing with them.
No,
you're laughing at them.
It's not good. Also voted to be added, lacrosse, number one, bowling, number two, American football, number three, and at four, there was a tie between dodgeball, roller skating, and water skiing. We'll see.
Well, we will get immersed in all of this now.
Not cornhole.
No, no cornhole.
I could watch that all day. I love watching cornhole.
I'm out.
What is the... Really? You could watch cornhole all day?
Sad. I think it was interesting, you know, and add obstacles. You got like a long toss.
I like that.
You know, I want to bring back lawn darts, okay?
Oh.
Lawn darts.
You could put out an eye, but that's entertaining.
The game that was banned by lawyers.
Jarts.
We're going to bring back those lawn darts.
Others mentioned wrestling, tug of war, and for the older crowd, bridge. No, maybe not.
Tug of War was in the 1904 Summer Olympics.
That's
here.
Right. They took it away. I don't know why, Fred.
I don't know.
Is that your sport?
No.
All right.
I'm just staying with gymnastics.
And the gun that killed Billy the Kid is going up for auction next month. The Colt single-action revolver was used by Sheriff Pat Garrett to kill the kid in 1881 in New Mexico after a months-long pursuit. They expect it to fetch $2 to $3 million. Worth it or no?
That's an expensive pistol.
Are you that into it? I mean, what are you doing, Fred? Are you guys making... You're driving me nuts. What's happening? Are you looking for a microphone? Okay.
I just don't see how it's worth that much, but, you know, it would be quite collectible in certain circles.
$2 to $3 million, is anybody that much into Billy the Kid? I guess.
Yeah.
The auction will be at Bonham's in L.A. The story goes that Billy the Kid killed 8 men. The sheriff tracked him down to a ranch at Fort Sumner. Also up for auction will be the double-barrel shotgun he used in his escape from a New Mexico courthouse.
Oh.
Kind of like that. Now, there's a list out of the best camping sites in the U.S. in each state. And in Missouri, it's Johnson Shut-Ins. Has anybody gone there besides
Fred's,
me?
Fred's shaking his head.
I'm shaking my head. I don't think there is a good camping site. But no,
Have you been to Johnson Shut-Ins?
I've been to Johnson Shut-Ins.
I think that's the last place I've been. Did you camp?
I camped in a rainstorm.
That sounds miserable.
No. I will never go camping. I am anti-camping.
Oh. Get a nice hotel room. I'm with you.
See, I'm an Eagle Scout, okay? I've camped on the side of a mountain. I've camped in a cave. I've built my own structure when it got below zero.
That sounds impressive.
And my wife, says she will not stay anywhere where there's no mint on the pillow. And so
I'm with your wife.
So first time, well, you better not be. The first time we went camping, I set up the tent and I put a box of mints on her pillow. And I said, see, honey, even camping, you get mint on your pillow.
See, for me, I just want to go where there's no mosquitoes trying to have a little drink on top of my head. I mean, they bite you and then they leave the saliva to make it itch. It's a double betrayal.
It's America, people. We can get a hotel room. Where else have you been camping, Fred? What do you think the best Missouri campsite area is?
I don't think there is one.
Four Seasons.
Really? They're all terrible?
Mark Twain Lake has got some excellent camping.
Thank you,
okay?
Brad.
If you go down on the Current River, anywhere up and down the Current River, there are multiple places that have very, very good camping sites.
Have you been any of those places, Fred?
I've been somewhere along the Current River, but I was in a cabin, in a tent.
That was my question for everybody. Are you pro or con glamping?
I can glamp.
Okay.
I think I can glamp.
No, what's glamping?
Yeah. Oh, glamping is with, you're kind of like camping in style. You have electricity.
Glam camping.
Yeah.
Glam camping, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm.
They have a lot of mosquito net. Dan, you could handle glamping.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm up for it, sort of, maybe.
And in Illinois, maybe this will work for Fred, it's Faro Campground in the Garden of the Gods Recreation Area near Harrisburg. Anything?
Okay, sure, yeah, I'll do
Listen,
that.
That's like a whole, like...
I've actually
just leave me alone. Sure, I'll do that.
I have camped there many times.
Have you really?
Yes.
It's good?
As a kid, it is. The view is spectacular.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That whole description sounded like the plot of a Terrence Malick movie that I fell asleep halfway through.
It kind of did, didn't it? So, I didn't say it was exciting. It does say it has sandstone cliffs and rock formations nearby. Okay, here's a little good news for today. A woman in Columbus, Ohio, found her 2-year-old daughter floating in the pool, and she didn't know CPR, and she started just yelling. An off-duty police officer 5 houses down heard her screaming, came to save the girl. He's done CPR only a few times in his career, but he did save the child, and everybody was happy.
Excellent. Wow.
And an officer in New Jersey also saved a child's life. He was having lunch last week when a little girl started to choke, and the Heimlich maneuver did it, and she was fine.
Isn't that nice?
Finally, something that nobody died in a balloon accident from me. And finally, a random fact. 1 out of 18 people has a third nipple. Dan? 1 out of 18.
Well, let me just tell you.
Let's look around this room.
You know, there is the case of my injured nipple in a fireworks show many years ago. So you injured your nipple?
Wish you had a third?
I was lying, you know, right underneath where they were going off. I had a great seat. And near the end, I felt something just bounce off my chest. And I picked it up, and I was like, that sounds like something that exploded. And then my left chest is like, it was huge pain. And I just groaned. Everybody's excited. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm injured.
That's the worst place to get an injury.
If that was a Cardinal, they would say I'd be ready in a couple days, and I'd be on the injured list for a month.
Yeah. Did you have to have nipple replacement surgery?
Almost. You know what? The Blues doctors decided against that. The Cardinals were for it. They couldn't decide which one.
Good old NRS.
Yeah, it was just like overtime, but no third nipple, but I wish.
Yeah, you could have used that sucker.
Man.
And that is it for Sue's News.
Brought to you by
Sue.
Brought to you by Sue. Hey, and while we were going through Sue's News, again, Dan Buffa, welcome to the studio.
Hello, I'm that weird voice that just showed up and then moved microphones and did like a little cha-cha back here before talking.
That's all right. You got some movies to talk about after the break, don't you?
I do. There's a lot that came out due to a couple issues. I was only able to see two of them. So I will talk about those. One stars Mark Wahlberg and probably his best performance, or at least top two.
Wow. That is quite a buildup. You're going to want to stick around for that through the break. Brad Young in this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in this afternoon. And my goodness, I'm thankful that movies are back. And I got to tell you, it's quite a treat because I've been listening to Dan Buffa for a long time doing movie reviews. Haven't had a chance to meet you until now. And I realize now we go to the same barber.
We do.
We do.
The kind that we have to just, at least me, I just manually shaved the little Jason Statham crop that my dad actually likes. So every time I do it, I feel like I'm just letting my dad down. He's like, you should let it go. You look like Jason Statham. And I remind him, I don't sound like him. I don't kick like he does. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not Jason Statham. So it wouldn't work.
And you don't make $40 million a year?
I don't. I don't say, hey, right back, put select or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't hold it up for a whole sentence. So, yes, we do favor the, hair's overrated club.
Yes.
Even though Dave's got amazing hair.
He does.
Just sitting there.
He does, and it's
mocking us. Once upon
a
time, before I was married, and I did it for fun because no one told me not to, I would purposely just shave my head bald.
Really? Just do it?
Because,
you know, isn't it kind of great when you do it, and it's just you get in the shower, and then hot water, it's never
going
to feel like that tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
and then I got married, and my wife said, yeah, you're never doing that again.
Never.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
See, she doesn't mind because I think I replaced the hair on my head, on my face.
There you go.
I think she's agreed to that. But if there's ever a day where she just demands it, that's going to be a standoff.
Well, we'll sell tickets for that event.
We will. She's 5'2", but she punches pretty well.
And speaking of somebody who punches pretty well, you know, Val Kilmer. We've seen him punch in a lot of movies.
And he does. And the one thing he did do, he punched cancer, I mean, 2 years ago. And it's just, his life is amazing, and it's really brought up in this documentary called Val.
My name is Val Kilmer. I'm an actor. I've lived a magical life. And I've captured quite a bit of it.
Yeah, push the button!
I was the first guy I knew to own a video camera. I have thousands of hours of videotapes and film reels that I've shot throughout my life and career.
Shut the video camera off.
I was recently diagnosed with throat cancer. I'm still recovering, and it is difficult to talk and to be understood, but I want to tell my story more than ever.
Well, that gives you a little taste of the movie. You've seen it, Dan. What was your thoughts about this movie?
I really enjoyed it. I also love, I think, does that kick into the Fight Club song right there? The trailer is amazing, and it does give you a great taste of what the movie's about. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. He's been shooting this since he was a kid. He had two brothers, Wesley and Mark. And they made home movies, and they're pretty good for 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. And there's some tragedy to his life, and you kind of get to know Val Kilmer. And speaking of the cancer that he did kick around, it's kind of left him to where he has to push the button on his throat to talk. And so it's like he beat it, but it robbed the world of one of the best voices in film. I always loved his voice. In Heat, Michael Mann's Heat, where he played Chris Shaherless, he was the
great
guy with
movie.
The machine gun. Such a great movie. My favorite movie of all time He was in Tombstone playing Doc Holliday.
Mm-hmm.
And you get
that movie.
A lot of good Doc Holliday, I mean, Tombstone stuff. You get to see Wyatt Earp, Kurt Russell, look like he's dressed to play like Sherlock Holmes instead of a cowboy.
That's so funny.
And right on the last day of shooting, he's riding in his trailer back to, or riding in his little, what is it called? They take him to and from. Gosh, it's just eluding me right now.
A golf cart?
Yeah. A little golf cart. And he's shaving off his mustache on his last day of filming.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's just a lot of Batman stuff, too, from Batman Forever.
Ooh.
A lot of Top Gun stuff where he's just... And the biggest thing here is that he actually, the groups in that movie that didn't like each other, Tom Cruise's group against Val Kilmer's group, it was that way behind the scenes too.
Huh.
Not antagonistic, not mad, not like they were friends, but that was like, I think for Tom and I agreed for the sake of the movie, we became like separated in groups, even behind the scenes. And so that added to the atmosphere.
They stayed in character.
Because I thought, is this a new old Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer feud that's just coming to life? No, he goes, no, we were friends, but we just did it for the sake of the movie.
Hey, Dan, didn't they do that? Did I read a story they did that in Animal House, too?
Yes, they did.
Right,
and also,
that the good versus the bad.
Yeah,
the...
any movie that Daniel Day-Lewis in, he doesn't go back to Daniel until they rap.
He stays in character the entire time, and he did that even when he played Lincoln.
Yeah, and he was an amazingly nice guy at the award shows. And like, you know, you're kind of demented on the screen, but you're really nice in person. But no, I mean... Anybody who loves Val Kilmer or just kind of wondered, man, what if an actor just took a camera to the set for his whole career?
That's cool.
You know? I mean, there's a lot of bittersweet stuff, but I feel like when I exited the documentary, I knew Val Kilmer.
Is this in the theaters or can I stream it somewhere?
It is going to be. It's in theaters for a couple weeks. August 6th, it's going to hit Amazon Prime.
Oh, good.
And the cool voices that you hear in the trailer is his friend, or no, his son, Jack Kilmer, is the one that narrates the whole film.
Hmm.
Because I wondered in the trailer, like, man, he sounds, it's not Val, but
that's what I was going to ask. So that's not him narrating it in the trailer?
That's not him. That's his son.
Because said that he has to use a button to talk.
So when I heard that, I thought that can't be him. And then when you see the movie, Val Kilmer's outside the studio where his son is basically recording his life, talking about it.
Wow.
And
but he's
end,
talking as his dad.
Yeah. He's basically like narrating his life.
Yes.
And afterwards they hug, and that's just one of the most emotional parts. Because Val is like, he's giving his dad another voice by talking about all this footage he shot. So
how long is it?
It's only an hour and 48 minutes, but it goes by real fast. And right off the bat, you get to see Val because people haven't really seen him lately. You've seen pictures. But you see what his everyday life is, and a lot of it, unfortunately for him, is looking in the past. He goes to a Tombstone autograph signing when they have that whole town shut off, and they play the movie, and he loves it, but he's like, as actors, we live in the past. That's how we make money, and it's just, for him, it's a finality, because he can't really make, you know, he can't do a Val Kilmer movie anymore.
Question, Dan, do you have to love Val Kilmer to like this thing, or you know what I'm
saying? No, because I think he embraces that rumor that he's kind of hard to work with, but he explains it.
Okay.
And I think people, and including myself, that kind of barrier came down for me, because he says most of the time, and Robert Downey Jr., who's friends with him, was in a great film called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, kind of said, yeah, if you're just a little difficult, you get labeled that. And Val just wanted to make the best movie possible, but the director didn't want to listen to him. Now, Michael Mann and Heat listened to him 100 times, and look at the performance.
Wow.
They watch Marines in San Diego watch footage of Val Kilmer change the magazine in his machine gun in that bank heist scene. Not any professional, just a trained actor. That's how fast he got. And I'm sure Val had something to do with that. And so if you listen to Val Kilmer, maybe a lot more... better Batman movies could have been made. Maybe
that
one
is fabulous.
More.
So we'll catch that at the theaters and then
right
on
now,
Amazon.
It's in theaters starting today. I think in like 3 or 4 theaters in the St. Louis area. Then on Amazon Prime, August 6th. So one click away in about 2 weeks.
And I think the other movie that you want to talk about here today is Joe Bell. Is that right?
Joe Bell. I mean, this is a movie that I kind of purposely stayed away from any trailer or promo. Because once you hear that name and you see True Story, father and son, I kind of backed away because I want to be leveled by that. And in order to be really hit hard by this movie, the less you know, the better. Because Mark Wahlberg, to give you the most non-spoiler, and I've practiced this in front of a mirror exactly 3 times just to make sure I don't give anything away. He plays a dad who essentially walks across the country to campaign for anti-bullying, especially against people like his son who are gay. So his son is gay, and in the movie, you get to see a lot of interactions with a father and a family that are not usual acting movies.
Okay.
They're real, and it's handled really well. So he walked across the country for his kid, but if you get any more into that, you spoil a lot of, I would say, bittersweet stuff about this movie. But Mark Wahlberg, who is terrific, usually comedically and dramatically, he hasn't played this kind of role where he can't rely on playing a strong Boston type, you know?
Right,
phone that
that's
in.
His fallback.
Yeah, it's like he can build a Mount Rushmore. These are great Mark Wahlberg as a proud Boston guy. But here he has to talk like a guy from La Grande, Oregon, and a guy who really has more of a Southern accent. And even when he does, you know, we hear it when the actors do it, they misstep a little bit, but for the most part, he nails it.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I'm a fan of his, and sometimes he just phones it in, but when he really leans into it, Mark Wahlberg can give a fantastic performance. I hope they don't forget about it.
Well, here's a little taste of it. This is Joe Bell.
If you were me, would you rather live in La Grande or New York City?
I happen to love La Grande, so...
What does La Grande have? Exactly, nothing. What does New York City have? It has Broadway and Gaga, Dad. Lady Gaga.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Listen to me when I say you're beautiful in your way, because God makes no mistakes.
You're on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Yes, you do get to hear Mark Wahlberg sing some Lady Gaga. And the great thing about those interactions are it's just a father and his son. And they're different in some ways, but they're still bonded by being family.
And Dan, what I first heard about this movie, what occurred to me was that Mark Wahlberg was convicted of some hate crimes in the 80s.
Yeah.
And so, not that this is anything personal about him, he's acting in a role, but to some extent, it seemed like he, whether it's intentional or not intentional.
Method a little bit.
There's a little bit of him coming through saying, you know what, I'm really sorry that I did that.
And when you hear him in interviews, it's not like a guy describing a normal, yeah, it was good to play it, it was great. He feels like he's almost doing what Joe Bell did. A guy who maybe heard about something, you know, so if my son is gay and I am heterosexual, I mean, as long as I let him know that it's okay. And in a way, he does it, and in a way, he doesn't. And I think that's what the whole movie is about. And they get a big thing out of the way midway. So the last half is just all Wahlberg, just kind of paying a penance as Joe Bell to what he did in those hate crimes. Because I think he carries that with him. I don't think he's a bad guy. But I think when he took this role and he helped produce it, I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think he did. He kind of put his weight into it. And when you see an actor do that, you know it's more than a paycheck.
Well, I don't know how he couldn't. I mean, if you're going to sign up for this role, if you're Mark Wahlberg, that's got to be the first thing that comes to your mind.
And there's no Michael Bay exploding Transformers. It's really stripped down. A lot of the movie, the score is not overpowering. It reminded me of Reese Witherspoon's Wild, you had to give a good performance. But then again,
it's all you. You're carrying
I'm going to spoil this. Gary Sinise pops up in this movie.
Wow. And Lieutenant Dan.
Yes. Now,
is he still able to act since he doesn't have his legs anymore? Is he still able
to
do
what?
That?
Whatever they got, whatever legs he was walking on, it was great. Part of the acting, I guess. Connie Britton, who's always great, plays his wife.
And she was unrecognizable almost in the trailer that I watched.
And really?
And the thing is, a lot of the actors are. And I think that's another reason why Wahlberg did it, because sometimes he becomes robotic when he does those action films where you can tell, okay, Mark, we hear it. You're at the bank or you're cashing a check.
Right.
Okay, then you have Lone Survivor where he's out in the woods playing a real guy like Marcus Luttrell, where if you mess up the performance, you know, the Lone Survivor title part, he's that guy. Yeah. So you can't mess up his performance.
No. So, Dan, this really kind of touched you then, didn't it?
It did, because it's a father. It's, you know, father and son. In a way, Val was kind of that too, because that documentary doesn't happen unless Jack Kilmer can do that narration. It adds a lot. Usually narration kills a movie, but when it's a Val Kilmer's son, that's the exception. But yeah, a couple really good movies that I guess they couldn't have gone a certain way, but they really will hit you right in the chest.
And I will second what Dan said. If you're planning to watch this movie, do not watch the trailer.
Because
I watched probably more of it than I should have, and I know more of the story than I probably should. And it looks fantastic.
And the thing for me, knowing a little more than I should, I watched people next to me, and they were like, oh, and I was like, I knew that. But that's what that looked like if you didn't know it. So when you go, whoa, that means you didn't know anything. Other than when I told you, that means to go watch it. Especially if you're a Mark Wahlberg fan, go watch it. If you don't like Mark Wahlberg, go watch this and then tell me how good or bad he is.
Excellent. Hey, Dan Buffa, thanks for stopping by this afternoon and filling us in on the movies.
Yeah, thanks for just letting me. I feel like I'm out of oxygen. Thanks for letting me talk.
It's great to see
you. It's great. I'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it. Hey, I'm also looking forward to talking to Frank Cusimano right after this on The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to The Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in with you this afternoon. And, of course, we're talking to our good friend Frank Cusimano. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Brad. I hope you're well.
I am well, and I'm supposed to tell you hello from John Sloan as well.
One of my favorite people, one of the outstanding television sports anchors in St. Louis history, and if you don't believe me, you can ask him.
Ask him, because he will tell you at length how great he is. Yep. But he's not the only one that wants to pass along kudos to you, Frank.
Yeah, hey, Frank, Mark wanted to pass along a message to you. Tell Cusimano I'm looking forward to my milkshake.
Yeah, in fact, I had a what are those drivers called that deliver the food?
DoorDash?
Yes, I had a DoorDash all arranged for today, but Mark doesn't seem to work a full shift like the rest of us.
That's
so
a good point,
we'll get
Frank.
It to him very shortly. Yes, I owe him for the Bucks Suns bet, absolutely. Crown candy.
Fear the deer.
Yes. That's... Oh, my goodness. How about the people outside watching that? 65,000 fans watching outside. You know, even though I hated to lose the Crown Candy Milkshake, I love the story of Milwaukee winning the NBA mm-hmm. title in that smaller market with such a likable star like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who didn't want to build a super team in Miami or L.A., wanted to do it in Milwaukee. It's a great story.
Yeah, and you know, my sister and future brother-in-law live up in Milwaukee, 2 miles from the arena. They said they could hear all the action from their condo. That's how loud
it was.
That's
awesome. Goodness.
It's crazy.
It's a great story. And another great story, last night, Cardinals. And I'm not ready to call it the catch, but I will tell you that Harrison Bader's performance in the seventh inning last night, it was Jim Edmonds worthy.
It really is. And, you know, he doesn't have Edmonds' arm, and he's certainly not the offensive player Edmonds is. But in terms of getting to the ball, he's as good as we've had since Edmonds. And he has been hitting a little bit better. And all of a sudden, you know, this offense that has been anemic at times has a really good-looking outfield. I mean, Tyler O'Neill has hit pretty well all season long. Dylan Carlson has the most hits of any major league rookie. And Bader has really picked up the hitting, you know, the last couple of weeks. So, look, they're only 7 games out in the loss column with the Milwaukee Brewers. The Milwaukee Brewers are not the 27 Yankees. I'm not saying I'd bet on the Cardinals, but I am saying with the pitching they're getting and the offense they're getting, they could make this really interesting in September.
Hey, Frank, I just want to move to college sports for a second. Rumors floating out there that apparently it could be next week that both Texas and Oklahoma will petition the SEC to join the conference. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if I'm Texas and Oklahoma and I'm in the Big 12, what I want to do is I want to go to the SEC. I want to get a check every year for $45 million from the conference, which is what the SEC gives all their schools, and I want to play in the best conference in the country. Now, here's the whole key here, is if they get 4 no votes, they can't get in. And I imagine schools like Texas A&M and maybe the University of Missouri, maybe Vanderbilt, maybe some schools like that don't want mm-hmm. these two schools in. So I think it's going to be fascinating how this vote's going to go. But look, if you're those two schools and you had that kind of football tradition and you can get in the SEC, you beg, borrow, and steal to try to get in there.
Yeah, if I'm Mizzou, I figure, you know, I'm getting my ass kicked by these schools anyway. Why do I want these two juggernauts joining the conference?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, too, though, is that SEC commissioner, Commissioner Sankey, is a really powerful guy, and he's going to get those presidents and ADs in a room, and maybe that vote is not going to be as democratic as we think. Maybe he's going to say, boys, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to add 2 of the greatest football powers in the history of college football to our conference, and you're going to vote yes. Do you understand? You're going to vote yes. I don't know if he has that kind of power. I think he does. I think it's going to be a fascinating, you know, 7-day period before the vote's actually done.
Hey, 3 quick questions here regarding Cleveland. What did they announce today in terms of baseball? Will this be a trend with other teams? And how could they afford Tom Hanks?
There's a lot of questions there. Well, you know, first of all, I do think it's going to be a trend that you know, they changed their name to the Guardians, and I just think in this politically correct world we live in, that if somebody is offended by something, then it's going to be changed, and there's really nothing you can do about it, whether it's right or wrong. And the Guardians is not a bad name. I think it's an okay name, but I think that's just the world we live in as we speak.
See, I think they should have hired Chris Pratt to do the video rather than Tom Hanks.
That's a good thought. I like that idea.
But as this goes on, do you think this is going to impact? I mean, what is there a short-term impact when these teams change their names? Because there are other teams, I'm not going to necessarily point to Kansas City, but there are other teams where this kind of trend could happen. Will it have a financial impact that, on them in the short term?
Well, you know, I'm not sure about, like, how, you know, vehement these protest groups will get, but it's almost like you can't fight City Hall. If someone is offended, then you have to change. That's the way it is. And I'm not saying it's right. I mean, let's face it. When the Washington Redskins a few years ago were talking about this, Daniel Snyder, who owns the team, who calls all the shots, said, we're not changing our name. Well, what happens a couple of years later? It's the Washington football team, and they still haven't officially come up with a name. I just think that, you know, the way things are in this society today, if somebody's got a problem with something, you better change and acquiesce, right or wrong.
Understood. Hey, Frank Cusimano, KSDK Channel 5. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Reardon-less Mark Reardon Show.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks so much.
Great talking to you. Hey, when we come back from this break, we got more stuff to go through, more interviews, and the possum story. You're going to want to stick around for that here on the Mark Reardon Show. 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.